Retired school teacher Janelle Green Johnson has fond memories of the Bing House. She's the granddaughter of the original owners. She shares her experiences growing up as an African American in Plant City.
My name is Janelle Green Johnson. I'm the granddaughter of Elijah Bing and Janie Wheeler Bing, who were the owners of the Bing Rooming House. The place we would all of the family would come together at holidays and tell stories and play. And it was just a place full of love. And so the restoration of the house means that we can kind of keep those memories. But it's also a place to house the history of African Americans here in Plant City and their accomplishments. Growing up in Plant City as a black child, we were very aware of segregation. There were places in downtown Plant City that you knew that you didn't venture into. I remember the colored only signs. You had the water fountain that you could drink out of. You couldn't go up to the counter to order a sandwich, but my parents taught us not to even go near the counter. I never drank out of one of the water fountains. Even going to the doctor's offices, they had the colored only side and the white only side. And of course, which side do you think was more pristine? It wasn't important that they swept or dusted or cleaned the area where blacks had to sit and wait. That's the way it was. The theater, they had one specific side, the floor. I can remember the floor being so sticky because they didn't bother to clean it. But if you wanted to go to the movies, that's what you had to go through. You didn't have DVDs and streaming and all of those kinds of things then. So those were just things that you had to go through. I can remember after desegregation and going to the integrated schools, you would think in your mind that the relationships that you fostered within the classrooms would carry outside of the classroom. But I can remember one day walking downtown and seeing a classmate who walked across the street so that they would not have to interact with me. I think my parents and grandparents really raised us to be strong, independent. They explained to us what was going on. We knew what was going on, and we knew how to act and react in certain situations to make sure that we were safe. I was blessed in that I never saw anything horrific happen. I heard of things, but never saw anything. Like I said before, I knew there were restaurants. There's a restaurant right here, right now, that I have never stepped foot in. Because I grew up knowing that if you wanted something, you had to go to the back door. I was not going to the back door. No one in my family was going to the back door. I've never stepped foot in there. My husband was not raised here. He's been there. And my son has been there. But I've explained to both of them why I don't go there. And that's just, you know, the way it is. There have been some changes, I think. I look at my son, who's 29, who has some very, very good, strong relationships. One of his best friends is white. And he has been there for him no matter what the situation. I have friends. I can remember the first day that I went to school at Plant City High School. And it was just before the complete desegregation plan went into effect. And sitting at a table in the lunchroom alone, and there was this young lady who came over and sat with me. She was white. And we're still friends to this day. Her name is Kathy Myers, and we don't see each other all the time, but I remember that, and that meant a lot to me. When I was teaching at Cork Elementary, her daughter was a student at Cork, and so we reconnected, and her daughter and my son were in classes together, And so it was like full circle. I always included African American history in whatever subjects I would be teaching. It wasn't just Black History Month. I had Hispanic kids in my class. I made sure that I included something about their ethnicity. So I spent a lot of my money and time researching to make sure that I had books that included all ethnicities so that children could see that it is like one big mixing pot, that everyone can do the same thing. I am somebody.